The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis tells us that there are two places that midiraisa, the halacha is that something which is also bahano domov nitvosim, which means that the money which is gotten as a result of the sale of these two things, which happens to be Avodah Zarah and Peres Shviz, Peres that have Kedusha Shviz, if they sold, the money which is gotten as a result of their sale has Kedusha Shviz, as well as any time somebody sells Avodah Zarah or anything which is also Hatzdakrovis Avodah Zarah, the money which is gotten is also. The Gemara learns this out of a pasuk. Interestingly enough, even though these two things are learnt out of a similar diuk, in Psukim, the din expresses itself differently. By Avodah Zarah, the pasuk says, "V'ayisa cherim kamoyu." The Gemara explains, "V'ayisa" means kol she'atem mahayim imenu. Anything which is a result, which is nishava, which is noilad as a result of the Avodah Zarah, harehu kamoyu. Anything which is gotten into the possession of this person as a result of having used Avodah Zarah, or anything that has an issa Avodah Zarah in it, is Osir with the Yisurim of Avodah Zarah. A similar diuk in the Lashon of Hoya is in the Halachas of Peres Shviz. Ki yovel hi, the Gemara says, Kodesh tiyolachem. The word hi is extra. The Gemara dashes, ki yovel hi, that he, ma kodesh tefes es domov, av shviz tefes es domeo ve'asuro. Anything which is nishave al yidei Peres Shviz has Kedusha Shviz. Kedusha Shviz, even though it's mutter, and according to some Rishonim, a mitzvah to eat, however, there are limitations. How it's eaten, when it's eaten, there's a shasbir, when it has to be great, gotten rid of. All these halachas will apply also by the domim of Peres Shviz. Again, the dinim are different, because in Shviz, the Gemara says only the Rishon and the Achroin are in actuality also, not also, but have the halachas of Peres Shviz. What does it mean, Rishon and Achroin? For instance, Reuven has Peres Shviz. Reuven has a farm, and he grew fruits during Shviz. Those fruits have Kedusha Shviz. He then sells those fruits to Shimon. The money that he has can only be used for Peres Shviz. What happens if he goes to a store? Can only be used for something which will be eaten. Let's say he goes to a store, Reuven that has the money now. Shimon has to eat those fruits by Kedusha Shviz. Reuven takes the money that he got from the Peres Shviz that he sold, and he buys whatever it is, bread, milk. The money now beyond the storekeeper, Levi, is not also. What's also is only the food, not also, but what has Kedusha Shviz, is only the food that Reuven has as a result of the money which was brought to him al yidei the original Peres Shviz. That's called Rishon Achron. What's in the middle, the money that was then transferred to Levi, the owner of the supermarket, is not also. However, Avodah Zarah is also afilu chalife, chalife, chalifim, chalife, chalife, chalifim. Somebody had some takrevis Avodah Zarah. We'll give a classic example. When there was the tumul about some of the Shetlach from India being also Al-Tzakrevis Avodah Zarah. If some of the Shetlach were in actuality also Al-Tzakrevis Avodah Zarah, the money that the Shetl Machers had from the wig companies, the money that they got from selling those wigs would be also. If then a Shetl Macher, somebody who sold a Shetl, used that money to buy a new dress in a different store, that money would be also, the dress would be also, and if that money was used to buy something else, it would be also ad soif. You would have to get rid of the final product in order to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. We'll, Mir Tzashem, get back to explaining the level of chaymer that we see in Avodah Zarah that does not exist in any other din. So, what's interesting is the Gemara does call these two dinim as Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad, even though Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad B'chol HaShas refers to an instance where the same din is learned at. It would seem that the essential idea behind these two dinim is the same, even though in Avodah Zarah it has that much more of a Chumrah, that it's Nitveses on every stage of being passed over from person to person. Now, let's go back to all these surah I know that don't have this din. What's interesting is Rashi in Chulin Dav Dalid says that a person has, the Gemara is discussing over there, a mumor who had chometz in his possession over Pesach. After Pesach, that chometz was chometz she'aval of Pesach. He then went, he didn't want to eat the chometz she'aval of Pesach, he went and he sold it to somebody. The money that he gets for the chometz, and chometz she'aval of Pesach is also mid'abano, we pass it only mid'abano, but it's also bano. The money that he gets for selling the box of bran flakes that he had over Pesach is, Rashi says, also bano, he cannot use that money, he has to throw out that money. Rashi says that it has to be that way because the Gemara says in many places that chometz she'aval of Pesach in loydomim, if somebody were to be mazik chometz she'aval of Pesach, he wouldn't have to pay, it has no value. Says Rashi, hago ba'atzmucho, if the person who has that chometz could be nene from the money which will be gotten from the chometz, how could you call that in loydomim and it has no value? The money which will be gotten for the chometz will be mutter, that itself is value. He can use the chalifin of that, obviously he can't sell it, he's not allowed to be nene, but if he is nene and he would sell the box of bran flakes, sho'av alav ha-pesach, the halacha would be mutter to use the money, that's not called in loydomim. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Tosfos and the Ran argue. They say, no, the Raya of Rashi is not a Raya, because since right now he's not allowed to sell the box of bran flakes, Sho'av Olav HaPesach, that itself renders it in Leidomim, despite the fact that if he will sell, it will be Oivram, this or no. And he will get money, the money will in fact be Mutabano. The Ran adds, the Ran is over here, the Ran is by us, the Ran is in the beginning of the fifth parak of Avodah Zarah, as well as the Ran in Chulin Dav Dalet, over there where Rashi and Tosfos are. And the Ran says it's a Mishnah Mufuresh, it's not like Rashi. Which Mishnah? The Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Nun Vav tells us, HaMikadesh B'Yisuri Hano. The Mishnah gives different examples. Or look like Karen Bas B'Cholav, etc. Chulin Shenishchidu Bazor. And the Mishnah says, HaMikadesh B'Yisuri Hano, Einon Mikudesh. If somebody is Mikadesh a woman B'Yisuri Hano, the Yisuri Hano has no value, there's nothing you can do with it. However, if a person sold Yisuri Hano and is Mekadesh Bidmei Yisuri Hano, the money that he got as a result of the sale of Yisuri Hano, the halacha is Mikudeshes. Mishnah Mefuresh is not like Rashi. Now, Reb Kiva Eiger points out something very interesting in his Chedushim in Chulin and also in the Tshuva and in his Chedushim in the Dor. The Chakira of Rashi and Ran, in actuality, seems to be a suffix in the Gemara Nedorim Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, in the name of Rami Bar Abba. Rami Bar Abba, it's not clear in the Lashon the Gemara, but if you look in the Ran over there, on Amud Aleph, the Ran explains the Gemara that Rami Bar Abba was clearing this Chakira. If somebody has his Yisuri Hano, and he sold it, he was over on the Yisuri Hano, he sold it and he got money, is that money also Behano? The Gemara had two tzadim, it's not clear how. Paskin and Rashi and the Ran do not, Rashi, Tosis, the Ran, all the Rishonim that discuss this Shaila do not seem to be doing more than taking sides in which tzad of Rami Bar Abba to be Machriya Lahalokhu Lamaisa. That's the way the Ran over there explains the Gemara. Frektim Kiva Eger, why does the Ran pick a bone with Rashi to ask a kasha from a Mishnah? The kasha from the Mishnah is a kasha on the side of the Gemara. The Gemara can't argue on a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Mufureshes that says Mei Surah No is Mutar No. How could the Gemara clear Chakira otherwise? Why is this a tain on Rashi? If we may be permitted, meaning say the kasha is that the kasha is that if the Ran wants to argue on Rashi and be Machriya like the other side of the Gemara, fine. But the point of the matter is that Rashi's halacha is a tzad negemara. Whatever kashas you're going to have on Rashi are really on the gemara. Kibayik obliges a tzarchin. If we may be permitted to try to be miyashu the kasha of Kibayik, it would seem evident from the Ram that there's a way to learn the Mishnah in Kiddushin of Mekadosh B'dmei Yisuri Hano is Mikudeshes in a way that would agree with both Tzad and the Gemara. What is the Chakira of Rami Bar Abba? If somebody has Yisuri Hano, somebody has Basa B'Cholov, the Torah said that Basa B'Cholov is an Issa Chomer, not only is a Yid not allowed to eat Basa B'Cholov, he's also not allowed to be Nene from Basa B'Cholov. Okay. If a person is over on the Isra Anor and he sells Basar B'Cholof, he was not allowed to sell it in his grocery store. He did. He was over. Now he did tshuva. The $10 that he got for selling a cheeseburger he has now in his cash register. Are those $10 itself a Isra Anor? Of course not. The Isra Anor is Basar B'Cholof. The $10 is not more than a $10 bill. It's the same as any other $10 bill. However, despite the fact that that $10 bill is not an Isra Anor, when he's going to use that $10 bill to buy himself a hat, to fill up on gas in the gas station, or to buy himself an ice cream next week, it could be that that's called now being nene from the Isra Anor that were tachas yodoy. When you use the $10 that were ill-gotten, that were gotten as a result of selling the Isra Anor, getting anor from that $10 by definition means you're now a week later being nene from the basar b'cholof that you had in your reshus a week ago. Interesting. Somebody recently had this problem. He's involved in providing school lunches for public schools. And he realized that some of the, we're not going to get involved now in the Isser of being misasik in Macholas Asuris. It's for sure that the meat sandwiches that he was selling was nevela. It could be there at Terim for that, if he had a shutif, if he sold part of the business to a guy. We're not going to deal with that right now. But there's a more serious problem. There's a problem mid deraisa, because the person found out after he sold a few million sandwiches that a lot of the sandwiches were made together, were fried together with cheese. It was in fact basar b'cholof. L'chayru, all the money that he had tachas reshusoy is in fact Isra Anor. When he's now going to use the $500,000 that he profited, and he's going to take that $500,000 and invest in his stock portfolio, he's now being nene from the cheeseburgers that he had last week. Is that so? That is the Chakir of the Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Aleph in the Dor. In which case we could understand that if the Ran understands the tzad of the Gemara in the Dorim as asuring using the money which was Khalifa Isra Anor, not because it itself is Isra Anor, but because by being nana from the money he's actually now being nana from the Isra Anor, then it's possible that there's no kasha whatsoever from the Mishnah and Kiddushin. What does the Mishnah and Kiddushin say? The Mishnah and Kiddushin doesn't say it's mutter to use the money that he got for Isra Anor. It says if he uses it, mikudeshes. It's not the same as using the basar b'cholof itself. Somebody uses dmei basar b'cholof. The dmei basar b'cholof is not basar b'cholof. It belongs to him. It's his money. But when he's mekadesh an issue with it, he's over on an issue of being nana from basar b'cholof. That could be. But lamaisa mikudeshes. Masha'engin the basar b'cholof, since it's basar b'cholof itself, over there it has no value. It has no, there's no din bailus on it. There's no, the achrayim amazvi, that something that you can't use, something which is Isra Anor, is inherently mufka from being considered moment that you could make a kinyan with. If that's true, then mekadesh b'basar b'cholof ain't a mekudeshes. But if he was over and he had money that was gotten as a result of selling basar b'cholof, and he uses now that money, theoretically, Rami Ba'aba could hold that he's over on an Isra Anor by selling, by using the dmei Isra Anor to be mekadesh nisha. But l'mayis mekudeshes, it's his money. So the Ran never had a kasha on Rami Ba'aba per se. Where was the Ran's kasha? Rashi says that it has to be the Dmei Isra Anor also, because if not, then it's considered that the Isra Anor itself has domin, because if he will be over on the Isra Anor and sell it, he'll be able to use the money. Which means that Rashi is telling us that Dmei Isra Anor is in and of itself has a certain standing as Isra Anor. It's not just that when he uses the Dmei Isra Anor, that's called in retrospect, he's now being nana from the Isra Anor. Dmei Isra Anor has the Isra Anor on itself. Therefore Rashi says that if you're not going to say this, then Isra Anor has domin because its domin will be mutter, or its domin won't be Isra Anor. So it has to be that the domin of Isra Anor, Rashi says, will have the status of Isra Anor. That will tell us that the Isra Anor itself is considered something that has no monetary value. Therefore the Ran's kash was not on Rashi's halakha per se, but on the way Rashi expresses it. And Rashi says that it has to be that you can't use the money because ain't lo domin, it has no, if Isuri Hano would have monetary value insofar as the Khalifin of Isuri Hano is concerned, then the Isuri Hano itself would be considered as having monetary value. And we know that Isuri Hano has no monetary value. Ein lo domim, if somebody burns somebody else's Isuri Hano, he's not chayiv him a penny. So the Ran saw in Rashi, the Rashi held conceptually speaking, the Dmei Isuri Hano is Isuri Hano. On that he says that can't be true, because if that would be true, then Dmei Isuri Hano would also, the halacha would have to be Einim Mekudeshes. This is a deeper look at these two tzadim and how to look at Khalifa Isuri Hano. Going back to Khalifa Avodah Zarah, which is a Din D'oraisa, could be the Din of Dmei Isuri Hano is only Din D'rabbanan. It's not clear in Rashi. The Din of... I want to make one more point. Let's go back for a second before we go back to Chilufei Isuri Avodah Zarah. In Isuri Hano itself, the Ran, in discussing this machlokes that he has with Rashi, Mekum Vav Dalet, the Ran, the beginning of the fifth perek, Perek Aserches HaPoel, in a few dafim from now, brings the Ramban, who argues in Rashi, and the Ran brings a very interesting lashon of the Yerushalmi. The Ran says, why taka is Dmei Isuri Hano mutter? You're being then, as we said, even if you said that Dmei Isuri Hano does not have the status of Isuri Hano itself, it's only money that was gotten, ill-gotten, but it was gotten al Yidei Isuri Hano, but that money itself, why should it not be awesome? The Ran says, Hashem the Yerushalmi, that when a person sells Isuri Hano, since he's not allowed to, and as we discussed, the bailus that he has on Isuri Hano is not considered as halachic bailus, because there's nothing you can do with it. It's also bano, it's not worth anything, he's not allowed to be nana from it. The bailus that he has on it is a moot point, it's not considered bailus. Therefore the Yerushalmi says, when a person sells, if a person sells another yid, Basu B'cholov, the money that the other yid pays him for getting that Basu B'cholov, the Yerushalmi says, Ki'ilu gezelu bi'odah. What does it mean, gezel? He gave it to him willingly. What the Yerushalmi means to say is that it can't be considered that the money that exchanged hands, miyad alokeh, the person who bought the Basu B'cholov, gave it to the moichah, the person who had the Basu B'cholov, the person who sold it to him, cannot be considered the Dmei Basu B'cholov. The Basu B'cholov does not belong to Reuven, that when he gives it over to Shimon, and Shimon pays the money is considered as being for the Basu B'cholov. The money is just given to Reuven, but it's not the domim of the Basu B'cholov. Therefore the Ran says, he conceptually, Rashi is wrong, because since he's not allowed to sell Basu B'cholov, the money that's given to the Basu B'cholov is not Dmei Mechira. It's not the money of Basu B'cholov. Whereas, Lamashon, when we're talking about Dmei Shviyas, since one is allowed to sell Peyush Shviyas, a farmer that has Peyush Shviyas is allowed to sell, the money that's given to him, there's a Gzeresakos that has Kedusha Shviyas, but it's Dmei Shviyas, because it's money that he's taking for a sale that he's allowed to do. The Peyush Shviyas belong to Reuven. When he sells it to Shimon, the money that he gets as a result is legitimately his, and legitimately was given to him as a Khalifin for the Peyush Shviyas which exchanged hands. That's the biur of how Kedusha Shviyas is Nitvas on the money, because it's Dmei Mechir, Mashenken, every Yisuri Hano, since he's not allowed to sell it, since Reuven doesn't have Bailus on the Yisuri Hano to be able to sell it to Shimon. When Shimon pays his money, that money is Kilu Gezelu Biad Reuven, that money is not the Khalifin of the Yisuri Hano, that money is Mut. In Avodah Zarah, even though Reuven is not allowed to sell Avodah Zarah that he has Tachas Yodah, there is a special Gzeres HaKosu. And B'chayra, this needs a hesper. As we're saying for B'shem D'Ran, B'shem D'Ramban, B'shem D'Yerushalmi, the moist that's given over to Reuven from Shimon is not Dmei Avodah Zarah. It's Gezel U'Biyodah. How could that have the halacha of Avodah Zarah when the money is not, doesn't have the legal status of Khalifa Avodah Zarah? Here we have to introduce a concept, and this brings us to the uniqueness of Dom of Nitvas and Avodah Zarah, why it's Nitvas, Shlav after Shlav, step after step, even if it exchanges hands 10 times, by every single person, whatever with the money, or whatever the product that was a result of the original Avodah Zarah exchanging hands, all that becomes also Ad Ein Sof. Why is that? Avodah Zarah, the Isra Ano, is not a regular Isra Ano. The Isra Ano is learned out of a possible Lo Yidbak B'yotcho Min Acheriv. The pasuk lo yidbak means it should not cleave to your hands min acherim from the booty. In that case, when yid went to Israel, the dmei avodah zarah. If we might be so bold, the word lo yidbak means it should not stick. In Ivrit, when they want to use the word for a contagious disease, they call it a choli matbeket, something which sticks, something which is contagious. Lo yidbak, when a yid is nene from avodah zarah, there's a certain amount of shaychus that he has to avodah zarah. It's not the hano which is also, it's the shaychus. It's the association with avodah zarah that's also. As long as the benefit which was gotten from the avodah zarah exchanges hands, even though it exchanged hands 10-15 times, there's always some type of minute association with avodah zarah al yidei the chalifin of the avodah zarah itself. The issur is not so much an issur hano, it's an issur of lo yidbak. Just to bring this out, that this is a real concept, la halacha, there's a very interesting gemara in Chulin Daf Ches. The gemara says that a sakin shel avodah zarah, a sakin which was miyuchid for avodah zarah, one can use to shecht a kosher animal. To shecht an animal, there's no issue whatsoever. The gemara says why? Because since a live animal is worth more than a dead animal, so he's not being nene from the fact that he shechted the animal. Now, it's very strange, because obviously he wouldn't have shechted the animal if it wasn't worth more to him than the dead animal. It could be in dollars and cents. A live animal in the open market fetches more than a dead animal. But lamaisa, the reason why he shechted is because he wants to eat lunch. How could you say that a person who shechts an animal is not being nana? What's interesting is that Tosfos says, shows from other Gemaras, that a sakin of Yisur Ano, one definitely is not allowed to use to shecht an animal. It's definitely called being nene in Lamashal. Let's say Reuven was mudr hano from Shimon. Reuven is not allowed to be nene from Shimon's possessions. Reuven cannot take a knife from Shimon's to shecht his animal. That's called he's being nene. So why is there this special halacha in a sakin shel avodah zarah? Tosfos explains in Chulin Daf Ches that since the pasuk of Yisuri Ano by avodah zarah expresses itself not as loy sehenu, loy soich loy sehenu, but as loy yidbak biyodcha means whenever there's a prophet that sticks biyodoy from avodah zarah, there's something here that stuck to him from avodah zarah. His nene, part of his possessions, were gotten al yidei avodah zarah. He has an association with avodah zarah. When he shechts an animal, there is no profit. It could be that he had personal gain from the knife, that could be. But there's nothing of the avodah zarah that's sticking to him because he doesn't have any possessions. His possessions were not bettered. He doesn't have a monetary revach al yidei avodah zarah. So we see this nekuda lekula. It's very interesting. The same nekuda that's matter, the Isra Ano of Sakin Shel Avodah Zarah, Lekula, that one is allowed to shecht with Sakin Shel Avodah Zarah, in this case will tell us that Khalifin of Avodah Zarah will all be also Ad Soif HaOlam. Why? Because there's always an element of La Yidbak B'Yodcho Min Acherim. Just to add one last point to this, the question was discussed in a letter in Mechtovei Torah, one of the Goyne Poilin that wrote letters back and forth with the Rogachover, and what was discussed was that Avodah Zarah, we see in the sugis by us that there is Niskayim, the mitzvah of Hashmodas Avodah Zarah, getting rid of Avodah Zarah is Niskayim, Ayyidei Bittel of Avodah Zarah. Even if you're not, don't destroy the physical Avodah Zarah, but if you mevatel its status as Avodah Zarah, its halachic status as Avodah Zarah, that is a key of the mitzvah of getting rid of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Lamashal, would a person be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu, getting rid of chometz? Let's say a person has a kezayis of chometz, he takes the kezayis of chometz, mixes it into a huge vat of wine, where it'll be bottled many times over shishim, and then he mixes it up, it's not benois in tam, the chometz now is bottled. The Rogachover said, of course not. There will not be a kim of a tashbisu. It's considered bittul by Avodah Zarah since its halachic status is bittul. Let the chometz be considered tashbisu. Let it be considered a bittul chometz because halachically it no longer has the status of chometz, which is also deep in Pascha. You're allowed to drink the whole vat of wine. The teretz is, by chometz, the kium of The mitzvah of Tashbisu is destroying it b'mitzias. Destroying its status as halachic chametz will not be a kiyum of destroying it physically. Avodah Zarah, the item of Avodah Zarah, the same way we're saying the Isra HaNor, is not an Isra HaNor in the physical mitzias of the Avodah Zarah. In that case, could be chalipin, would be mutter. The reason why the din of Chalipi Avodah Zarah is so chomer is because there is some type of shaykhis, there is some type of chshivus to Avodah Zarah when a person profited from Avodah Zarah. By the same token, being mevatel Avodah Zarah is not a matter of destroying the physical presence of Avodah Zarah. It's a matter of being mevatel the chshivus, the shaykhis that could be had to that Avodah Zarah. Destroying its standing as an Avodah Zarah, as something to worship, is destroying the chshivus of Avodah Zarah. That's a kiyum of the layid bak biyotcha mu'umah menachem. That's a destruction of what that Avodah Zarah stands for. That is the mitzvah. And that is the issue of Avodah Zarah. This cuts both ways. Hein l'kula, hein l'chumra, as we said. So being mevatel Avodah Zarah is not a matter of destroying the physical Avodah Zarah. It's a matter of destroying the cheshivos, the shaykhis to the Avodah Zarah. And so too, the issue of being nene from Avodah Zarah has nothing to do with being nene from the physical bosa b'chol of chametz. It has to do with having a shaykhis, having a profit that was gained al yidei Avodah Zarah. That is the issue of layidak biyotcha bu'uma min acher.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.